Av Yudalad Omid Aleph. Gemara the Gemara. Hochi Garcin. This is the proper version. Vashar kol odom mai taimo asurim kedit nan anshi mishmer. Vomer rabba rabba chono ad kishahim in nuvalim. Umayan the misrashel v'lo gilach mekami regal. A person who's lazy and does not cut his hair before the Yom Tov. Mot is man alayel galeach per regal. It's time for him to get a haircut on the Yom Tov. Hichmi rabbonin. Rabbonin was scrinching on him. Hovalo mazarzin arshayel the sapra mekami regal since they weren't careful to make sure that they cut their hair before Yom Tov. Dalola havi regal min nevalim, in order that they get the haircut in order that they should not be discussing when Yom Tov came. Moi megalchem amoy, lo hayu megalchem lefnei amoy. Then if you allow them to cut their hair on Yom Tov, they would not cut their hair before Yom Tov. Nichlas l'regal shem in nevalim, and they would come into Yom Tov while they were looking disgusting. Of the lo aveda shelo hayu lo panay legaleach kodem regal. He did not have time to cut his hair before Yom Tov. Dalol mechachem milsa, dalol yodi kulei almo. The honest thing is, not everyone knows that he couldn't do anything about it. Eli Yomer, they're going to say, "Hu mechavil hashas adamoy," that he intentionally waited until Yom Tov. Yomer call us in the Surim Kalamis means to say the Baitus hayochol listrok tchalosa belishahois, that Baitus was able to form his kolben, literally his chalas, without waiting any bit. They'll be showing you the load of fuss because they had a mold. And even so, also that it says forbidden, mishum the army call a srikin, because people are going to say that all srikin are also, and this his is mutter. Hochanami, so to over here, came to Loma Miglia, the Kuli Almo, since not everyone knows what was preventing him, Yomo, people say, Kuli Almo, the Surum, the Galech, is a mutter, that people are going to say that everyone else is forbidden to cut their hair and he's permitted. Misha ain't lo ella cholok echanami, la mukhachamil, so the Kuli Almo, it's also not apparent to everyone. Is there a machiach alof? The misha ain't lo ella cholok echo, because the person who only has one shirt, poshto takes it off, of mzati big makterino, he wears his cloak, like a jacket. The choygro be ezer, and he ties it with his belt. Well, I made, and he stands a machabez acholok and washes the shirt. Umodia lo kol, it's showing to everyone, she ain't lo ella cholok echo, they only has one shirt. Umon could go and stop her like a barber should call Boyan Etzel Erev Haregel. Everyone comes to him on Erev Yom Tov, a Roin Sha of the Law of Eden. They see that he lost something, but on the Zoo, and he has some sort of ones. The Enu Yachol Asaper Asman, he can't get him to give himself a haircut. Ki Hanich, the Masnisam, the Mishnah, the Katan Megalchin, that they cut your hair, the Maid El Kol, because everyone knows what's going on in their lives. Mnei Shiyotza Shalob Roshos Kalamri means to say, Hol Velo Yotza Roshos Achim, since they didn't go out with other people's permission. Elber Rutz and Asa just on his own. Lav onus, so that's not called an onus. Loshot im yatsa shelo l'tzarech, if he went out for no reason. Velo yatsa elu kadei loshot ba'ol, he only wanted to tour the world. L'roisai, to travel the world and to see it. V'chazam roi, he comes back on Yom Tov. Dibi akol asa l'galeach, v'moi to get a haircut on Yom Tov. L'mazaynish yatsa lachzer achar mazaynish, he went to go get food. Shein l'mazaynish, he didn't have what to eat. V'chazam roi, he comes back on Yom Tov. Argir says, achrein, and Rosh Hashanah takes out the word. Diriyah kol mutter. Everyone holds that it's mutter. Legalech b'moyt for him to get a haircut on Yom Tov. Chol moyt. Levish yatsa b'onis because he went out through an onis. Lehervich hasheishel l'chosim harvi has a lot of money. V'yayitza l'kedei l'harvi achresi went out to make more money. Nearly diriyah b'yehuda da'asa b'giluach l'bob medina sayam. V'shiyatsa shalob rishus. That's forbidden to get a haircut if he comes back from overseas when he left with no permission. V'diriyah chacham ha'matirin that permit k'shiyatsa rishus when he went out with permission. Ilim l'loshut. The common Rebbe near and Divir Rebbe Yehuda, that Rebbe said that he holds like Rebbe Yehuda, but Yatzalosha, when he went out to travel, the Hainu Shalob Rishus, that's with our permission. Ha, Martin, we said, Umay near and Divir Rebbe Yehuda, what are you saying? That he agrees like Rebbe Yehuda. Halo Shanei Moedimba, everyone agrees. Elo Pshita Laharvacha, must be that he's talking about to make money. Ashminan, and when it's coming to teach us, the near and Divir Rebbe Yehuda, Shah Yisrib Giluch, that it seems to him like Rebbe Yehuda, that should be forbidden to get a haircut. Vaha near and Divir Rebbe Yehuda, Vaha, Vakasha the Rebbe, other Rebbe, it's going to be a contradiction of Rebbe's words. The Bereisha near and Divir Rebbe Yehuda, the Asabar Harvacha. There's an erasure, it seems that he says that he holds like Rebbe Yehuda that's forbidden for profit. And in the Seifa, he wants to go like to a Chacham that says that permit them for profit. Rather, for sure, you must be able to imply from here the Lav Hachihu, Kidakamarta. It's not like you said, the Lashat of Mazarin is pleading that they're arguing in travel and food. Hachikamar, Lav Hetudi De Ashmin. He's not going to teach his own permission. Saying it's permitted. Velo roya ani kamar. He didn't say, and that he saw. Ella puktayo kamashmalin. It's going to teach us the argument. But by fligi, why are they arguing it? Near and Rabbi Yehuda ba'oisel chachamim. That the words of Rabbi Yehuda that says also it seems to the chachamim to be correct in this particular circumstance. cut in the old bemoid, below his tarask with his long hair, mutil galech bemoid, you can cut his hair, galech bemoid sarosh, you can cut his head hair moid, hamisar, which is troubling him, making him uncomfortable. She'ein lo cha beis erin gadol mezeb, and me'imo from his mother's womb, shahay yisham, he was there, v'anusun, his anis. Me'ikar loy, the im, no la kodam erekel, because if he was born before the yontov, ain't him a galech berekel, he can't cut his hair in yontov. Since he could have cut his hair before the Yom Tov. Daf Yudalid Omid Beis. Via Marte Bekotan Isle Plukto Chiluk differentiation. The Noda Kodam Haregel Einu Mugalech Beregel. If he's born before Yom Tov, he can't cut his hair in Chalmoid. The Isle on the Meimar Hoyel Va'asal Galech Beregel. And you therefore should say, since it's forbidden for him to cut his hair on Chalmoid, Asal Galech Nami Bime Evlo. Shows me forbidden for him to cut it when he's a mourner. If so, Nuzi Sato Omer comes out that you're saying that Vela Safila Bukata, that there is such a concept of mourning by a minor. Mikarin Lakatan is begot of his clothing. If the Agmas Nefesh, Yivko Harayin, the people who see should cry, the Yerba Bukvayat HaMason, they should give more honor to the dead. Velom Fanesh, who Ovel, not because he is a mourner. Be Katani Ha Asurin, the Mashram Ha Asurin Galech Bamoid, Asurin Galech Bavel, it implies that those are forbidden to cut their hair on Cholomoid, or also to cut the hair in during Avelos. Yesh mehen mutar and b'shar kol adam, all the people, shasurim galech b'moid, they can't cut their hair b'moid, shasurim galech b'mei evel, and they can't cut their hair while they're a mourner. Yesh mehen mutar and k'gon katan like a marnish, k'gon katan zeh, like this marnish, and no l'kod them regal is born before Yom Tov, shasur galech b'regal, he's not allowed to cut his hair on b'moid, mutar galech b'mei evel, but he could cut it while he's a mourner. Asi the rabbin v'samachta of the pasuk of samachta, v'dochi asi the yochid, oval of oval t'chsev, oval yochid asi l'cho. Similarly, he's using, reading this pasuk, which is just teaching that it's Asid Yochid. Because the other pasukim of Vachrisa Yomar with regard to learning out Dine Avelis. The Hashda She'iru B'moid that happened on Moid, on the Yom Tov, done in Dine Nefashis B'moid on Chol Moid, Avalobi Yom Tov, but not on Yom Tov, She'asim Mishim Shos, because it's Derabonin to done. But then Kinim Minami, and we infer from here, Medinaninan B'moid, since we can take judgment on Chol Moid, Mechlad the Ilot Zayis, it implies that if he's not going to listen, I mean, Shantina Libamoid, you're also going to put him into Chirim. Excommunicate him on Cholomoid. Also, Regal Vadachi Lady, she ain't no need to be Regal. He doesn't keep his excommunication during the Yom Tov. Duma, Li'in Yuni, Had the Tani, the Dunin, that which it says, you judge him, Lo Amin, Dilema, Ishpalni Chayiv, Ishpalni Chayiv. It's not because you're not that you're going to say, you are Chayiv and you are Potter. The Ikalamedic, you can infer from it, the Ezilot Zeist, if he doesn't listen, Mishamtina, you put an excommunicate him. Elo Ma'ain Bidin, you just look into the judgment of Lo Amir Lekum, but you don't tell him anything. Ma'ane is Dina, Dichi Elo Omer Leidina, we don't tell Elo Alter, we don't immediately tell him his, the Psak, the Ainibe, that you looked into it, Havale Inu Edina, it's called the, afflicting him in judgment by delaying the judgment. Elo Leolam, really, Dona Dino Vagarmim Mamish, B'moyed. Really, you do the judgment and you finish it on Amoyed. Ikon the Matek, you can infer from there. Elo Tsayas, and if he doesn't listen, Mishamtina, you put him into Kherim and excommunicate him. Vikon the Mashmim, you know, the Noigim Nami Berekel. It also implies that the excommunication applies on during the Yom Tov. But the Martin, you said, Im came in, Mesich was Yom Tov, that you're going to prevent him from doing the Simcha of Yom Tov. Hachab Amayaskim, we're talking about the Asim Mitzaf, they came in the morning. Tashma. Menuda shehetiru l'chacham kasokatayitich. We think at this point shehetiru l'kol menuda niduyev, that they permitted all people who were excommunicated beregel on Yom Tov, that they need to know beregel that the excommunication does not apply during the Yom Tov. The ozel faisel baldinik beregel on Yom Tov shehetiru l'chacham and the chacham permitted, meaning the bezin shabosador, the bezin of that generation undid his excommunication. Shinuk sarasel shelo yavo el tocha machane. He's not going to come into the camp, and he's also not going to get a haircut. Hobby made to muscle night, Saras Baregal, his DNA Saras during the Yom Tov. Nigzer, Shaloyehe, Migalech, but they shouldn't get a haircut on Cholomoy. They came into Gilach, Sarach, Lehevi, Carbons, because once he gets a haircut, he has to bring in carbon. Meshem, Masha, Carbonos, Adli Yom Tov, Hachram, perhaps he's going to delay his carbon until the last day of Yom Tov. Makrivin offered it up then. But also, the Hakrav, Carbonos, Yachom Yom Tov, and it's forbidden to bring a carbon Yachot during on Yom Tov itself. The rabbis called Gadol Shinoi Bot Tzras, he has to perform Tzras. Hakol in Gadol Kol Hashanah Lidei Kerega Lekulei Amla Domi. Did not call in Gadol Makrav Oinim Bid Amar Loi Aaron Lamoisha. As Aaron said, Lamoisha V'Chalti Chatas Hayom V'Lo Amar Lamoisha, and in Sayyid Moshe V'Krafti, they offered it up. Michal implies the Hakrav Baninus, that he's allowed to offer it up during while in Oinim. L'mayna, when we learn from there, the Kohen Gadol Makrav Oinim, the Kohen Gadol can offer up a karma while he's in Oinim. Avokulei Amla B'Shar You might say Shana Onion and Mishalech Karbanos. But everyone else during the rest of the year, an onion will not send his karbanos to be brought up. Can I mean? Look, I must will say later. Shlomo Bizman Shehu Shalim says Shlomo means when he's complete. V'lo Bizman Shehu Onion. Now he's an onion. In Beregel Mishalech, during Regel he could send it. Kohen Gadol Onion Makrav Kol Hashana, and the Kohen Gadol can offer up a carbon at when he's an onion all year long. I'll only see from there that Kol Hashana Lididei Karegel. I mean, his whole year is like one Yom Tov. Because honey, and we said the Noi Bod Saras. They apply Saras Tishut, and therefore we have answered the Kol Bod Sir Noi Saras of a Regel. Every Mitzvah has to fulfill his halachas of Saras on Yom Tov. Al Tifro Gidul Sar Growing the Hair. Hai Kro Nami Gabi Mises Nodav Aviu. Because when that pasuk is written by the death of Nodav Aviu, with the Isach Kro the Mishuluhu, and so you need a pasuk to permit them to cut their hair. Mechal Dachrini Asurin applies to other people or other Avelim or Aser. To cut the hair. Mitzurayin afogav dechsev eroisha yu peru. He says he has to grow this hair. Hadar shalei lekaimim. We'll have a drasha later. Lahai peru is musachrisi. That word peru is going to learn out for a different drasha.